I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Actor and comedian Bill Bellamy has been performing on the small and big screens for years. Now he's trying something new. The comic is releasing Back to My Roots, a DVD of his latest stand-up routine. The DVD captures the veteran of the comedy circuit at his high-energy best.
Black people understand this. From anybody from 25 to 35, the divorce rate is 85%. Did you know that? We get married, break up at the reception. Girl be ready to cut the cake. Ooh, this is, what you say? You know what? I knew this shit wasn't gonna work. You know what? That's all right. Come on, girls. Let's go. We back in the game. Fuck him. I told him I don't eat strawberry. Whatever.
The former MTV Jams host made a name for himself as a swinging single in films like How to Be a Player and Love Jones. Now Bellamy says that being married and being a father of a 2-year-old daughter has changed his comedy and his life quite a bit.
It's like a lot of growing up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm the dude who's doing How to Be a Player, you know what I'm saying? The single dude, partying all the time. You know, now I'm in Costco and I got a baby carriage. I'm like so on some grown man stuff right now. It's crazy, like reading to my daughter, you know, spending time with my wifey, you know what I'm saying? We doing family stuff, going to the aquarium. The beauty of comedy is like your life is really a movie. Like, you know, how I'm living, what I'm feeling, I could talk about it.
Girls, you ever ask a woman how long she been married? Women know it off the top of their head, don't they? Be like, girl, how long you been married? 7 years we've dated for, and our anniversary is on the 26th. You ever ask a guy how long he been married? You ask a guy how long he been married, he almost describe it like it's a prison sentence, you know? Be like, yo, dog, how long you been married, man? 18 long motherfucking years, dog. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? You get used to it and shit. Yeah, you know, you learn how to work with the system, you feel me?
I was the dude that was funny around his boys. But, you know, when you tell me, you put me in a room with 100 people and I got a microphone now, I had to stand there and they looking at you like, man, you better make me laugh. That pressure is crazy. It's another level, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to figure out, what is Bill Bellamy going to talk about? When I started realizing that being honest is the best way for me, just talk about what I'm really feeling, oh, my God. That's electric right there, because people know what's real.
First of all, my mama had what we call mama talk. Now, before we go to visit somebody, me and my sister, as soon as we get out the car, my mama would have a little meeting with us. She'd pull up, close the door, come here. You and your sister get over here right now. Now, we going inside to visit these people, but we not going to be here that long because mama don't like these people. Now, when we get inside, we going to act like we got some sense. You understand? And I see you and your sister doing some shit you know you ain't supposed to do. What's gonna happen, kids? Everything. You damn right. Everything is gonna happen. Now, I want y'all to listen to me because I'm only gonna say this one time. Ain't nobody hungry. You heard what I said. Ain't nobody hungry. Y'all ate last week.
On the new DVD, Bellamy reflects not only on his childhood, but on public issues like terrorism and the R. Kelly sex tape. But the funny man also has a serious side, and like the rest of us, he's been moved by Katrina.
I don't think it's a color thing. It's a class issue to me. If you poor, people ain't really tripping off you. But let's be real, man. I don't understand how that could happen with all the money and the technology we have. It's crazy. Every time you think about it, there's no other way to explain it but other than it's crazy. You know, if that was a really, really prominent, rich area, they would have held the water. They would have found some way. Yo, get some boats up in here. We're going to call Princess Cruise Lines. We're going to line them up. All these people going to be on the boats. We're going to take them to Cancun till this stuff cool off. You know what I'm saying? But soon as there's some poor people, let the water roll. People flying all over the place. You know black people can't swim. My mama can't swim. So if you told my mama it was water in the kitchen and it was to my mama's ankle, she thinks she gonna drown. She gonna sit right in the kitchen till y'all come get her. She not even gonna get on the roof. I'm giving props to the black people that got to the roof. My mama would have been in the kitchen making some sweet potato pie.
Bellamy often gives even the most serious topic a comedic treatment. What he takes very seriously is the importance of giving back to his community.
I am going to set up a foundation, right? Every inner city kid is going to get an opportunity to get a breakout like I did. Like, if you go to school, you got to get good grades and do that stuff. I don't care if you're in the worst public school, private, whatever it is, but you are going to have help to get to the next level. And I want people that are artistic. I just think the arts is fly. So that is the thing that I want to do outside of the entertainment game, because I really want to go back to the inner city and just, like, you know, inspire these kids, man. That's all they want, man. Because I feel like I'm regular. If I could get out the hood, I feel like it should be express lane for cats, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about dreaming, too, though. You got to dream big.
Comedian Bill Bellamy, his new debut stand-up DVD, Back to My Roots, hits stores today.